This is the Tiger 102.75.
Tropical Typhoon Mangkhut is expected to be one for the Hong Kong record books. It's only the 15th time in the last 60 years that a storm's been classified as T10. That was for Super Typhoon Hato last year. Along the coast, the gambling enclave of Macau closed its casinos and all fishing boats from China's Guangdong province were called into port. Hong Kong's famed Victoria Harbour was also hit with a storm surge of more than 3.9 metres. And more than 550 flights at airports in Hong Kong, Shenzhen and Guangzhou were also cancelled. Hong Kong authorities were warning residents to prepare for the storm for days, and on Saturday, grocery stores were packed with people stocking up on goods. The storm made landfall in the Guangdong city of Taishan at 5 p.m, packing wind speeds of 160 kilometres an hour. We'll keep you up to date with the latest in the progress of the storm at thetiger.com. Two schoolchildren died whilst trying to save another friend from drowning in Chaiapum. Seven lower secondary students visited a local check dam in the Ken Kro district on Saturday afternoon when one girl riding a motorcycle fell into the water along with her two-wheeler. The friends jumped into the water despite the strong currents to rescue her and succeeded, but two of the friends, a 13-year-old and a 15-year-old boy, drowned. Rescue workers managed to pull the two bodies out of the water at around 10 p.m. And officials from the Kopipi National Park in Krabi and a private boat operator helped 14 Spanish tourists, including four children, return ashore after their boat engine broke down just offshore from Kopipi Don on Saturday afternoon. The tourists were evacuated from the stranded Tiger Marine charter boat by the National Park Patrol boat and a private operator in a mission that took more than an hour. The rough seas threatened to slam the tour boats into the rescue vessels. For safety reasons, the passengers swam, assisted, from the stranded boat over to the park patrol vessel. The guests were on a week charter from September the 15th until yesterday. Shangani is a 70-foot vessel from Tiger Marine Charter and remains in Kopipi whilst the charter company's engineers assess the situation and effect repairs. One of Thailand's best-known marine biologists is alerting us about the carnage for Phuket's turtle population over the past 2 months. More than 20 sea turtles have landed on beaches in Phuket and Phang Nga, most of them dying with the rest being seriously injured with little chance of survival in the past 2 months. Dawn Damrong Navasavadi, the vice dean of the fisheries faculty at Kasetsart University, presented the grisly toll yesterday. The marine scientist says that more than 20 green turtles and olive ridley turtles were found on Maikau Beach in the north of Phuket and a beach in Phang Nga province in the past 2 months. Most of them were already dead with plastic or pieces of fish net wrapped around their necks or legs. Maikau and the Tai Muang beaches have been spawning ground for sea turtles, which come back to the beaches during October to February each year. The Torn said the leatherback turtle species has been missing now for 4 years. Torn said that many of these sea turtles come back to spawn on the two beaches, but many of them get caught up in plastic and fishing nets and die. Typhoon Mangkhut, now cutting its way through southern China and weakening, is expected to cause heavy rain in the north and northeastern provinces of Thailand from today until Wednesday. It's prompted the Thai Meteorological Department to issue a warning of possible flash floods, river overflows, and landslides. Meanwhile, the TMD says the southwest monsoon over the Andaman Sea and the Gulf of Thailand will become stronger, leading to continuous rain across the central region, the east and the southern west coast. Don't we know? We'll keep you up to date with any extra weather warnings here on The Tiger or at thetiger.com. And the NCPO has given the go-ahead for political activities to resume after 4 years of suppression, but doubt and distrust remain prevalent among the parties eyeing the next election. Noting that the Green Light Order also empowered the Prime Minister to propose changes if he deems any activity objectionable, law professor Ekachai Chainovati says the principle of legal certainty is absent. He says this means there's no certainty. If they want to amend the orders, they can. There's nothing certain about this. They can change everything again over the next 3 months. The NCPO order on Friday relaxed the ban on political activities imposed 4 years ago. It allows political parties to hold meetings and begin preparing for the general election, now ostensibly scheduled for February the 24th.